It's wonderful to have you all here. I'm Peter Todd. I have the great privilege of being the Dean of the Days Hotel Faculty of Management. And it's wonderful to have all of you here, alumni, friends of the faculty, our own faculty members, professors, students, here for homecoming and here for this special celebration tonight. I wanted to give a couple of special welcomes. First, as is traditional at homecoming, to welcome international alumni who've come back to McGill, to Montreal, to the Des Hôtels faculty. I know among the graduating classes and the reunion classes this year for both our BCom and MBA programs, we have graduates here from England, from Mexico, from Russia, from the United Arab Emirates, of course, from across the United States, across Canada, and so on. And it's great to have all of you here. A particularly special welcome from the faculty to our BCom 1960 grads who are here celebrating their 50th reunion. I will inform you all that you're youngsters here in the room today. One of the things that's always special for me, this is my sixth homecoming as dean, and I always love to look out at the audience who's at the homecoming reception and see Colonel Finestone here. Colonel Finestone, BCom 1941, who is with us here tonight. Colonel, welcome. And I believe this year I have the great pleasure of telling the Colonel he's been trumped with homecoming. We have here in the front row as well Bessie Duboulay, BCom 1938, with us for homecoming. Commitment, dedication of our alumni is sort of what tonight's event is about, our alumni and our friends who've helped us over time. And these are two great dedicated alumni for the faculty, and it's wonderful to have you here and to let us be part of your family, since I think you're the ones who've been around here the longest. We appreciate that. It's wonderful to have you here. Lots of great friends and alumni here today. I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge our great, great friend Marcel Deshotel, who is with us tonight as well. Marcel, bienvenue. It's wonderful to have you here. This evening we're going to mark the progress we've made and the help that we've gotten from our alumni and from our friends as we move, not just through Campaign McGill, but as we've moved through the life of the faculty. We're closing in as a faculty on the 80% mark in terms of our target relative to the McGill campaign. And in a few minutes, we want to unveil a tribute to all of the people who've supported and helped the faculty over time, and to make a particular tribute to our most significant lifetime donors in the faculty. Before we do that, as is traditional at our homecoming reunions, I'll give you a few highlights of the year as it's starting to unfold. Our academic year began about a month ago for our undergraduate students, and a little longer than that for our new MBA class, and I just want to tell you a few things about some of the students and some of the things going on in the faculty. This is an active place. For any of you who are in here this morning, we had the opportunity to have some 250 of our students sitting down and having a conversation with Mohamed Yunus, who in 2006 won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in microcredit, and just a phenomenal experience for our students. And it's becoming more and more just a typical day at the office in the Bronfman Building when we see things like that happening, and it's great to see. This September we welcomed, I guess it was late August, we actually welcomed them, about 600 new BCom students who came into the faculty. Again, the best business students going into any program anywhere in Canada, their minimum entering average, 91%. Professor Finestone, we wouldn't have made it, I'm pretty sure. Right? Colonel? Where it's not going to happen. A landmark year, as many, many of you know, for our MBA program. We welcomed the first group of MBA students into our new self-funded MBA model. I like to say for this program, we attracted a lot of interest last year, and some of it was actually from students. We brought in a diverse and energetic class of some 56 students who joined us this fall, and among them there are Olympic athletes, there are artists, there are healthcare professionals, doctors, in addition to business professionals who come into the class. A wonderful, wonderful class to complement the great class of graduating students that we have this year, and to complement the great class of MBA students who just graduated this last May and who I just learned yesterday have put in the best placement and job placement performance we've seen in the faculty in over a decade. So thinking about a tough economy, a great program, fantastic students, dedicated professors, and those students just going out and succeeding in the business world. Fantastic to see about 95% of them finding their way into jobs and finding their way into some pretty high-paying jobs. I'm told their average total comp is well over $100,000 coming out of the program. So there's hope for us all yet if we can move forward. So wonderful to see. In addition to that, we brought in this fall the third cohort of our executive MBA program, a partnership that we've been running now for 3 years with HEC Montréal, a fantastic, fantastic partnership here in Montreal with a bilingual program. Students who come in having at least 10 years work experience and working well, they go through the program. 42 students coming in this year, an average of 19 years of work experience. Just a fantastic group of people coming into our programs. And across all our master's programs, all our now self-funded master's programs, we have over 250 students in the faculty. We welcome some 15 new PhD students this year. What's more exciting to me as the dean is we're graduating 30 PhD students this year, and we like to see our PhD students heading out into the world and making a difference, helping to teach across the country and indeed around the world. The faculty continues to develop. We welcome 6 new professors into the faculty this year, and we've hired almost 40 new professors over the past 5 years. This is a people business, and bringing in the best talent we can from all around the world is what makes a difference to our students, what makes a difference in the research that we do, what makes a difference to the university. And that's been a huge, huge boost for us over the last years. And that ability to do that has been courtesy of the support that so many of our alumni, Marcel, many, many others, have provided for us over the years. It's allowed us to build and create new things. Our new integrated management curriculum for our MBA program, to build our EMBA partnership with HEC, to launch our new international business stream for our BCom program, to start up our new honors investment management program for our undergraduate students, to build research programs like our World Platform for Health and Economic Convergence, which was hosting Mohamed Yunus and the Grameen Creative Lab over the last couple of days to do workshops here around how business people and healthcare professionals and others can come together to try to solve complex problems in the world around issues like healthcare. We do all of that because we get help and we get financial support from our friends and alumni, from all of you who are here tonight. And those people come to the faculty and look for different ways to help us over time. And if you want to think about the impact of what donors and alumni have done for us, just reflect on the fact that for the moment we're sitting in the Herschel Victor lobby, in the Samuel Bronfman building, in the Marcel Desautels faculty of management, and on and on and on. We couldn't do what we do in the faculty without the support of friends, alumni, corporations in Montreal who've been helping us to do things. And of course, we do all that at McGill University, founded by the visionary philanthropist James McGill. All of that critical to what we're able to do. I could probably go on for hours about what our alumni have done for us and the support they provided, but the staff understood that, and so they said, no, you won't. We're going to show a video. So we're going to take just about 5 minutes here, I think, and hopefully roll a little film that shows you the impact that philanthropy has had on the faculty and indeed on the university over the years. So, s'il vous plaît.
Sometime before 1766, James McGill immigrated to North America from Scotland and entered the rough and tumble world of the fur trade. By 1775, he was one of the wealthiest men in Montreal and distinguished himself from many of his fur trading contemporaries by his dedication to public service and education. His unwavering determination manifested itself in life as in death as he left his 46-acre estate along with £10,000 for the establishment of a college. Thanks to his gift, McGill opened its doors in 1821. In 1906, the Department of Commerce was founded, and the first Bachelor of Commerce degree was awarded in 1915. In the decades that followed, philanthropy fueled the growth of the university and the Department of Commerce. In 1965, an MBA program was launched, and in 1971, the department was renamed the Faculty of Management, after the Samuel and Sadie Brockman Foundation provided the necessary funding to establish a home for the faculty with the construction of the Samuel Brockman Building. In the 1990s, Paul Desmarais and the Power Corporation funded the renovation of the sixth floor, which now houses the McGill International Executive Institute and the Dobson Center for Entrepreneurial Studies. Generous donations continued into the new millennium. In 2004, Herschel Victor funded the renovation of the lobby, and in 2005, Marcel Desautels made his landmark gift of $22 million. At the time, it was the largest donation ever made to a Canadian business school. His generosity continued with an additional $10 million gift in 2008 to create the Marcel Desautels Institute for Integrated Management. All donations, big and small, have made the Faculty of Management what it is today, one of the top international business schools in the world with 11 academic programs and numerous research institutes and consortia. Nearly half of the faculty's students and 80% of its tenured professors come from outside Canada, creating a truly rich global learning environment. Every gift has an immediate and lasting impact, helping bridge cultural gaps, building networks, fueling ideas, and instilling confidence and expertise in those who will lead tomorrow. These gifts change lives and therefore change our world. Most of all, these gifts do not go unnoticed.
Donations have a real impact on everything we do and everything we have.
There are just so many reasons why I wanted to come here.
For me, I would say the number one thing is that this faculty recruits top professors.
I decided to come study here because it's the top university in the world.
You come here to learn, so you want professors that will not only share their knowledge, but will inspire you.
Our class traveled to the Middle East last year to meet business leaders, researchers, and developers. As a student, it just doesn't get any better than that.
The research we conduct here is excellent. The objective is always to support innovation and to build partnership with industry, because that's where the powerful thinking gets into practice.
For me, studying management, it's an investment in the future.
My future.
Our students are remarkable. They are curious and have a genuine interest in the world. They are motivated to learn, and that inspires me as a professor to give my best. I want to provide them with the knowledge and the experience necessary for their success.
I graduated from this faculty in 1941, and I would come back tomorrow if I could.
I graduated from this faculty in 1938. Even after all this time, I have received much satisfaction.
Without my scholarship, I wouldn't be here today. End of story.
My scholarship allows me not to work during the year, so I can get involved in various volunteer and extracurricular activities on campus.
To all of those who have made the faculty what it is today, thank you.
Being here has changed my life.
Thank you.
To all of you who want to be a part of what the faculty will be in the future.
Merci.
And to all of you who will support the leaders of tomorrow.
Thank you.
McGill Desautels Faculty of Management strives not only to do better, but to be the best in the world. With your ongoing support, we can continue to build on our many strengths and construct a future full of endless possibilities. Thank you for your dedication to excellence in management education.
We'll just say merci à vous tous. And we wanted to find and to think about some way that we could recognize our most significant donors over the years and spend some time thinking about different ways to do that and different ways to recognize the way that our alumni have helped with what we do in the faculty, and our friends have helped. And today we'd like to share with you one of those attempts, this video, one attempt to recognize many people who've helped us. But over the last couple of years, we've had one of our friends and colleagues, David Kovo, from the School of Architecture in the Faculty of Engineering, along with his friend Everett Bastet, coming together to combine engineering skills and artistic skills to come up with a unique tribute to people who've donated $100,000 or more to our faculty over their lifetime and over the lifetime of the faculty. And when we unveil this piece of art in a second, it's out here in the lobby, and you're all wondering how you're going to see it. I'm reliably told it's going to appear on the screens here for you to look at as it gets unveiled. One of the things we hope you'll notice from this piece of art is it's inspired by the concept of an abacus, right? One of the most ancient accounting tools known to our civilizations, to count, to calculate, and something that dates back almost 5,000 years. Our faculty has only really been around for a short time, but we hope with your help that we're going to be able to count on a very bright future for generations and generations to come as we continue to strive to be among the best business schools in the world. So with that introduction, I'm going to ask two of our great students and two of our great student leaders, Celine Junca and Dave O'Brien. Celine is the president of our Management Undergraduate Society. Dave is president of the MBA Student Society. And I'm going to ask them to take their moment in the sun here and unveil this tribute to the donors. So allez-y, s'il vous plaît. First, I can't see if we're unveiled as me, which was a bit of a flaw in the system. Should have twisted a monitor. You'll see there, thanks Dave and Celine, it's I think a wonderful thing. I want to thank all of you for coming here. What I want you to do is to take a few minutes while you're here to go and explore this little piece of art. It's our way of saying thank you to so many of you who have done so much for all of us. We hope as you do that, you'll also have an opportunity to mix and mingle with friends and colleagues, to have an opportunity to reconnect with the Des Hôtels faculty and to reconnect with McGill. And with that, let me close the formal part of the ceremony so you can prendre un verre and go have a little look at the art. We appreciate it. Thank you all for coming. Bonsoir.